Hello, 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 you lucky devils. You get me again. Yes, this is Fish and Frank. Can you hear me over there, sir?
Loud and clear.
Ah, look at that. Guess what, boys and girls? Another guest. I mean, another guest. You know, somebody else dumb enough to want to talk to me. I can't imagine why that. This is Jim Logsdon from Rapala. Yes, sir, the crowd goes crazy. Yes. Oh, my God. It's Jim. It's Rapala. It's Storm. It's Jim, for God's sakes. And they love you, buddy. They love you.
Wow, the crowd's going wild.
Yeah, our studio audience is great, aren't they? Okay. All right, everybody, be quiet. All right, thank you. We get to talk. You know, they got to get their applause in. You know, they love you.
Got to love the little guy.
You got a whole bunch of little ones over there. It's just the roaches banging their little feather together.
Oh, I feel bad. I got rid of one of our fans a second ago.
Okay. Anyway, well, you're Normark, right?
Normark, USA, yes.
And you guys sell Rapala. Now, okay, for all the listening audience out there, we know it's a national debate. This has been a big issue. It's a hot topic. Everybody's dying on the thing. So now it's spelled Rapala, right?
Correct.
Now, I grew up, that's Rapala.
I grew up called it Rapala.
No, but you're not allowed to call it Rapala.
Hey, tomato, tomato, potato, potato, as long as we
now, wait a
fish.
Minute, wait a minute. I know, because when I got to talk to the factory, I have to speak and correct.
It is pronounced Rapala.
It is Rapala.
Because nothing catches fish like a Rapala.
Yeah. So, now, while you guys are out there arguing Rapala, 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 there is the correct pronunciation, and you heard it here. Definitively, well, almost live. We're kind of half dead, but you know, I mean, it's not like it is Rapala, definitive. And now, where does that name come from?
Comes from the original maker, Laura Rapala,
and that is a family name.
That is who actually invented the original floater, out of balsa wood, and a piece of candy wrapper, to feed his family.
Really?
Is how that all originated, and it literally has grown into the multi-million dollar business that it is today.
Well, it's a household name.
Yes.
I mean, that's absolutely amazing. I happen to have the distinction of knowing the man who turned down the U.S. rights to Rapala.
Wow.
He's a very good friend.
Kicking himself in the backside.
Well, I mean, he was the head of a huge company. Mm-hmm. He was the first one to give me the break when I was trying to make Fish and Franks into Fish and Franks. He was the first one to give me a break. His name's Cal Krosner, and he's one of the greatest guys alive. I mean, he's just a good buddy, good friend. He was head of South Bend. And back in the 50s, or the 40s, or whatever it was, they couldn't make enough lures to
produce what they needed for demand.
Yeah, the demand would have been so big that we couldn't have produced it. So we got Terry and Greg here sneaking. My wife, she's creeping by like, okay, we're going to be quiet.
They're
radio.
Feeding the crowd.
Yeah. They got six boxes of pizzas. They're hauling out of here. Sneaky. So anyway, yeah, they couldn't make enough at that point. They were just getting started. And like, you know, think of what that could have been. Oh,
you know,
my
as
God.
As you say that, even today, though, they're all hand-tuned still. Even they're mass-produced, but each one of them hits the water and makes sure that it runs true.
And what I am absolutely amazed about is they still use the tuning grooves on the pliers. The only factory in the world to still put tuning grooves on there. Because when I learned to throw lures and I was getting into it and being a hardcore tournament guy, I used to tune and detune my lures to get them different actions out of them.
Go left, go right, up.
Exactly. So there's three little grooves or slits on the side of a Rapala pliers, and those are actually to adjust your lure. So you can make it work left, make it work right. I mean, you can do a lot of things once you learn how to do that.
Correct. Out of the box, they're to go straight. But as you say, there's a guy that might be fishing a bank, and he's wanting to throw upwind. and it want that to go left to hit a stump or a rock or whatever the lure may be doing, what you want to do. So yeah, just by retuning the lure, you can make it go which way you want.
Now, what I love about it is, because I learned from, you know, an older guy from Rapala, one of your counterparts from years ago, and he was showing me how to do it. So I would go on the flats in the very, very shallow water, detune my lure so it would run sideways, and I could get that Rapala to go up, go out of the water like a bait fish jumping at the surface.
Make it flip, do that flip.
It tries to run straight, and then it just pops up to the top and comes back down and pops up to the top.
And you can go back down again.
It's an amazing way to work a lure, and Rapala are the best ones to do that. Storm is another very good one to do that.
Storm's been
what
big.
What was the hottest seller? We've had nothing but the hottest.
Twitch and stick.
You got the hottest selling
right,
lure.
Right now in the Port Charlotte area, that is the hottest bait there is. I actually had a boy come in this morning and said, I only want one. Went out and caught two snook, and by 2 o'clock today was back in here buying a handful of them.
It's great. You know, there's nothing better in the industry. I've talked about this with a few people today, that one of the best parts about this is getting to help somebody, talk to somebody, and then they go out, they catch these fish, and they come back with the marvelous stories, and you know.
Oh, he had pictures.
But that's what I mean. You got to today feel a little bit, because in your position you don't get to do like we do, you know, with the public very often. You don't get a lot of those public interactions.
Correct.
And to see, actually sell the guy the lure, tell him, go ahead, this is going to catch that snook for you.
It was worth it. And watch the excitement on him. That his face, and he was like, oh, I got to have more of these, because if I lose this one, what am I going to do? He goes, I got to have more.
It's amazing, isn't it? You know why I love my job.
It's good.
That's the one part about this. People always say, well, you got to deal with the public. That's the best part of the job.
Yes.
I mean, it really is in here. Because
you all deal with it, and sort of our mentality, you have to catch the fishermen to catch fish. And you have to show them what's going to work and what's working at that time and season. And you all do that here. And you work really good with us on our baits because of that. You see what what the fish is needing, and you all direct the anglers that way. Storm twitching stick since it's owned by Rapala, it's got a lot of their research and development, and it just works. It has just a great action, whether you're trolling it, you're wanting to twitch it, throw it up under a dock, or however you want to, it just works.
And like I say, I'm glad it was one of yours. I'm glad your lure hit number one.
It was a big hit out there.
And it still is. It hasn't slowed down. I mean, literally, guys, we buy them by the gross and barely keep up buying them by the gross. Amazing lure. And if you don't know it, there's really nothing that special looking about it.
It's a stick bait.
Not trying to play it down, but really, if you just look at it in the box, you go, really? This is the hottest thing there is?
It's a plastic bait, plastic stick bait, but it works.
And how it came about and how we found it was literally another lure company that a lot of us used. And they not only dropped the colors we loved, and then they raised their prices $5. So we went on a scramble around, and we all started playing with these lures and was just absolutely amazed, because literally there was no reason, if you look at it in the box, to go, oh yeah, this is going to be a great lure.
Yeah, what makes this different than everything else?
And then you put it in the water, and it does all these cool things, and fish love it. That's the part I don't get. You know, usually you got the scatter wrap, which is just the most amazing little bait, and the balsa extremes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can look at them and understand. You got that one balsa extreme. Do they make a littler one in that?
Currently, they're only making the two models, the straight floater model and the jointed model. We're looking at maybe... We've got ICAST coming into Orlando this year, so we'll see some new stuff.
You have a greenback color in that.
Yes.
That is amazing. We need that in that looks just like the scatter wrap. We need the scatter wrap in that color pattern. That, I guarantee you, my friend, will be the hottest lure ever to hit the water. That thing is beautiful.
For all of our fans out there that are not actually knowing what we're talking about, we've made balsa baits for years. I mean, that was the original Rapala was a balsa bait, and then we kind of, as technology,
as balsa wood,
correct, and as technology came on and such, we started making plastic baits, like in our X-Rap series. Well, this balsa extreme that Frank's talking about is a balsa bait then encapsulated with the X-Rap hard plastic. So now you've got a balsa bait but has the durability of a hard shell plastic bait. So it's going to hold up to your bigger fish and your seawalls and such.
And it's gorgeous.
And it has a real, you know, the Rapala action to it.
I'm out there showing them to a customer, and, you know, we got a lot of these in a little while ago. And to be quite honest, I've been running around like a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest.
And that's saying it nicely.
Yeah, I just haven't had time to really look at a lot of stuff. And I'm showing it to this customer. I'm going, oh, my God, look at this thing. Because we're standing kind of in the sunlight, and I was like, man, that thing is pretty. That is a gorgeous lure.
Yes, it has nice color, clarity to it.
And the one I want to fish, the one I'm dying to get out and try, and I'm going to try and get out. I got to take a couple days off. I'm a little tired. I was getting grouchy. I don't even want to go into what kind of jerk I've been. But that scatter wrap has just got me fascinated. It really does. I don't know why, but I'm just fascinated. I like the concept, the lip. And I think I'm going to be able to take that scatter wrap, go out in the flat. I'm going to detune that thing.
Oh.
I'm going to make it pop up out of the top.
Make it do something different.
And because of the, I mean, it goes from here and then it goes over there and it comes back.
Okay.
I want to detune a little bit. I want it to pop up, hit the top, go back, just, you know, right over the grass, right back up to the top, right over the grass. I'll bet you that thing is going to make fish nuts.
Okay. That front, here again, a lot of the Rapala technology into the scatter wrap, it's got that wider lip to it. So it gives it that, just that straight wobble that we get out of our baits. All of our Rapalas just, you know, just got that wobble, 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 wobble. But just by increasing the speed of the reel, not having to really jerk and move the rod, it gives you an invasive action that goes almost like 12 to 18 inches wide. So, yeah, by doing what you're saying, Frank, I can see you could get it to flip.
I mean, you got to admit, with that massive wideness, you know, as massive of a wide areas it takes to run it,
mm-hmm.
and then detune a little bit and watch that thucker pop to the top and go right back down to the grass and back up to the top, that's got to be a fish
killer. On the scatter wraps right now, we have the scatter crank, scatter shad, and scatter minnow, and then they also make a countdown. Like I said,
I'm looking at the shad. I really think
actually the shad has been very looked at today here at the sale and everything, and we got ICAST coming up in July, I believe it is, which is the international show for fishing, and they're just telling us there's some new things coming. So
I'm definitely interested. I mean,
2015.
What do I got? 340-350 different Rapala lures plus most of the storm.
You got the catalog almost.
Yeah, we really, you know, and we always find people wanting more. Once people find out how much Rapala we have on the wall, I keep wanting to say Rapala, but. You know,
tomato, tomato, potato, potato. Yes. As long as it catches fish, it's all that matters.
But, you know, I need a bigger store. You know?
I've been telling you that.
Yeah, I know, but I ain't going to happen.
More square footage.
Yeah, I'm not moving. This is home.
We can vault the ceiling.
Yeah, it ain't no boutique, but it's, you know, it's home. Right?
It's home.
So how'd you like the show this year? You have been with us for what?
I've actually been this show doing your annual about 6 years. Yes.
Yeah, you're here the first one.
Was that your first one? I didn't know. I don't know
if it was the first or second one. It was either the first or second one you came down. And Jim and I have become very good friends. And
he puts up with me.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of mutual that way. But it's been amazing. Jim and his wife come down, kind of make a little, you know, vacation deal out of it. And so how was this year's show?
Fantastic, fantastic. I mean, we had great weather, which just makes it awesome, gets the people out coming. I will say this, 7 o'clock to 12 o'clock, it was elbow to elbow, and people were here looking, wanting to see the latest and greatest and what's going on. Going back from anything from the old originals, going, oh, I've been using these since I was a kid, to what's the new lure? And they got it here. This this event was very good. All the factory guys were here to work one-on-one with the consumer, and the consumer don't get to see that a lot. The dealers like Frank here and such get to deal with this a one-on-one, but the consumers, you know, just hear it secondhand, and this is one of the events they actually get in and get to see all the factory people.
Literally the idea behind this, because, you know, the factories come in, they give these phenomenal deals, and I mean, you're going to save a lot of money and get to do it, but the core basis of it, yes, it is a factory sale day, but our idea was so that the people get to meet you, get to meet all these cool people that I get to meet, and that just doesn't happen anywhere.
I brought the wife. I'm just booth candy.
Yeah, that's right. You're just booth candy. But yeah, she was the one stocking the shelves. I mean, you guys were I mean, we had cases and cases of stuff. You guys would keep putting it
just
up on the wall. Keep
the bags full.
But I think that really at the core, when Robert, me, Terry, the wife, and everybody were trying to decide, we didn't want to do a sale because anybody can do a sale. You know, it's nothing there, but to give the factories a chance to highlight their products right to the public, I wanted them to meet you. I mean, we become very good friends, and, you know, meet you. You know, we had Eric from Miralure and Mark Nichols.
I think you had Gary Loomis signing hats and such.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I mean, and the consumer comes out and they get to meet these people and get the signatures. And
Mike Rice, the head of Penn, was here.
Yes.
Gary, the Pure Fishing rep. We had Barry, the owner of Star Rods. And I think we overwhelmed him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he could get his breath today. We overwhelmed him.
This is a sell event of like any sell event. I do a lot of sell events throughout the year. And for a one-day event, this beats distributor shows for the sales and the people that come to see the people and the turnout. It's phenomenal.
Well, it's kind of neat because it's the first. We're the only store that does this.
Oh, there's not another event in Southwest Florida that has this kind of participation and the factory presentation.
I'm going to go way further than that. I don't know of another show in the country that does it. I mean,
about the closest thing I could say to this would be the Miami Boat Show, where they've got all the boats and such.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I could even call close to.
I can brag a little bit and say the only two shows that I know of that have more owners and more factory people to talk to, that the consumer can walk up and talk to, would be possibly the Miami Boat Show. And ICAST.
That's it. And you better know somebody to get in ICAST, because that's more of a dealer direct deal.
Yeah, you can't get in unless
you're... Not just a common guy can get in there.
But, I mean...
You better know Fishing Frank very well.
yeah, you can't get into ICAST. But, I mean, literally, for as far as the general consumer go, this is the most factory people you can ever meet spot.
And everybody had a great attitude. It's nice.
I'm very proud of that. I mean, that was our concept. That was our idea. And it's working. Each year we had one or two more really cool people. And the hardest, you know, finding the right people. Who would have ever guessed Mike Rice, the president of Penn, would be just so down to earth and a nice guy and really enjoy dealing with people the way he does.
Correct.
And, you know, yourself and Mark Nichols and all these people, you just don't picture the owners and the factory people being that down to earth. And I'm just shocked. I mean, I'm just shocked at how...
The only complaint I have about it, Frank, is they need to come in a day early, because I didn't have much time to spend with those guys. I mean, I've known Mark Nichols for years, and it's like we had 5 minutes to talk to one another this afternoon. That was it. I mean, it's neat, but I don't get to talk to him.
Yeah, this isn't, you know, and that's exactly what everybody has said. They said, you know, I'm seeing all my buddies here and all these guys, and I never got a chance to talk to them.
The test tanks was fun. I did flip a few lures across the when there wasn't quite as many people that let Mark Nichols a couple times just to get his attention.
We put in casting tanks for every company. If you were a lure company, you had a casting tank. And Jim was right across from DOA, and Mark and Jim were kind of throwing lures back and forth across the walkway there for a while. Like I say, it's been an interesting day, a lot of fun. I can't thank you enough for attending the
show.
Frank,
I appreciate it. Now all I need to know is what the date is for next year, because it goes on my calendar a year early.
It's the third Saturday of March. Actually, I'm sitting at a computer. I can actually figure that out. Okay, let's see. September, October, November, January, February, March. March 21st.
That's the third one.
It's weird because The first is on a Sunday. So the first Saturday is the 7th. The second is the 14th. And the third is the 21st. That's weird.
21st it is. That's going to be a late one.
That's a late one. That's really late.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's always been around the 14th, 15th, you know. But if the first had been on the Saturday, we'd be on the 14th.
Where we'd again, the 14th.
But it literally, because the first falls on a Sunday, we're actually to the 21st of March. So, yeah, that's going to be a late one. But anyway, I'm sure we're going to be fine. Now, you do a lot of weapons, too. You've got
we do groups of guns. Savage Arms. Yeah, it's the rep group that I work for. Our main office is out of Stewart, and we do a lot of fall lines along with our spring lines like Rappel and such. But, we do Savage Arms. There's a 300 Win Mag on an AR platform made out of Montana. We rep. It's called a Nemo. It's a 1,000 to 1 mile gun for the guy that knows how to.
Really? Thousand yard gun?
Oh, it's thousands nothing. I mean, just really? Bang, bang, bang. But there's some guys that have shot it out to over a mile. One of the guys.
Target shooting a mile away.
Target shooting a mile away. there's about 3,000 yard ranges now in Florida. And it's getting bigger and better. These guys, I mean, this is guy shooting paper that just says, hey, I can shoot this cup at 1,000 yards, and they do it.
Wow. Well, the reason I was bringing up, I know Hedden, he comes to the show, and he's one of the nicest guys, Mark, just great guy. I can't believe he shows up. It's opening day of turkey season. I know you hunt.
Oh, I know you hunt. I had a permit that I had for 3 days, and I missed it to come to Fish and Frank's sale.
Oh, man.
But I've had just as much fun doing this.
Yeah, because turkey hunting, and I know you're a hunter and fisherman, and you do all that stuff, and that's one of the things I got to get into. I talked all last year, I was going to go turkey hunt, and I never did. I'm probably not going to make it this year. Maybe next year we'll get together and do a little turkey hunting.
You get one of those guys out there, you've got the works for you there, Josh, and just ride down the road, he's got them.
Yeah, I'm actually like going through the woods. I don't do stand hunting. I know everybody does, but I'm not a big stand hunter. I like my fishing. I mean, I like to go out and look for the fish.
Get down and get with the elements.
Yeah, I want to get in there and just actually hunt them down more than... It's more of a challenge to me. I'm not a big stand and waiter.
I understand.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just... But look at me. I'm a mess. You know what I mean? I never stop.
We're going to have to take you duck hunting next year.
I grew up duck hunting. Had a dog. And a golden retriever, and I was like 11 years old, take shotgun down to the river, and me and the dog would sit there, and we'd get bluegills for lunch or whatever, and cook on a fire, campfire, and the dog would sit there, and she was the one who, when I knew ducks were kind of mean, because she'd just start to shake. She'd be sitting there, and all of a sudden, she'd tremble and shake it. Come on. You know, shoot. So,
what's wrong, Dad? You didn't shoot at those.
I grew up.
It's exhilarating. It's fun. It's just nice to get out. Yeah. Whether you're fishing, whether you're hunting, it's just nice to get out and get back with the nature and such.
So anyway, I guess we're gonna let you guys off the hook. You're not gonna have to listen to any more of this.
It's always a pleasure.
Say hi to your lovely wife.
I'll do it.
No, I mean like say hi to you. You're on the radio here.
Hey, baby. No. She's going to get me for that one. Patty, I love you.
She's going to smack and you.
Thank you for putting up with me, baby.
This is Fish and Frank and my buddy Jim Logston from Rapala Normark. And there goes my lovely wife. You know, it's funny. They all sneak through the studio here. You know. Yeah. So
just passing.
Anyway, let's see. I got something I think you'll like. We'll do for a closing here. Hang on just a minute. And where the heck did it? Here it is. And I guess we're going to close out with this. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross and Jim and Frank. Instead of just a wishing.
Yeah, I knew you could do it, Jim. Give me a goodbye.
Goodbye.
We'll see you guys in the next Radio Fishing. Bye-bye.